From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. After months of deliberation by the administration, President Donald Trump Monday unveiled his strategy for Afghanistan. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports.
U.S. President Donald Trump went to an army base in Virginia, less than 6 kilometers from the White House, to announce his commitment to continue fighting a war he once derided as a complete waste. His goal, he said, is to stop the reemergence of safe havens for terrorists to threaten America and make sure they do not get their hands on nuclear weapons.
We will not talk about numbers of troops or our plans for further military activities. Conditions on the ground, not arbitrary timetables, will guide our strategy from now on.
Expressing frustration, Trump informed Afghanistan that the commitment by the United States is not unlimited, and America's support not a blank check. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said Tuesday Islamic State's days are numbered, while cautioning that defeating the militant group is not imminent. Mattis spoke to reporters before flying to Baghdad for an unannounced visit to meet with Iraqi government leaders and U.S. commanders. In his meetings, the Pentagon chief was expected to discuss future strategies for stabilizing Iraq. He told reporters that objective is not going to happen overnight and that the process will be difficult going forward. U.S. forces have been leading a coalition of countries conducting military operations in support of Iraq's military since August 2014 after Islamic State fighters swept through large areas of the country. This is VOA News.